And Carol, how you doing, man?
I'm doing amazing. How about you?
Oh, I'm so excited to finally have you on the show. We've talked about having you on the show for a while. Thank you for supporting me and listening to my show as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You know, I was basically begging for this invite, so I finally got it in the mail.
It's so good to have you. I brought you up to the station. How do you like the station? First impression?
I was completely overwhelmed just with the sheer amount of music that I haven't listened to. You know, rows of records and CDs, just totally felt like a kid in a candy store. It was beautiful.
You are one of the largest music enthusiasts that I know. I knew that showing you the library was going to be an exciting moment. So I'm really glad that you actually got to appreciate it. So yeah, thank you for coming up.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I definitely want to come back just to catch up with everything else that I didn't see yet.
Yeah. So Carol has amazing music taste. We've just been sitting in the studio for like 45 minutes just blasting music on the studio speakers. Sorry to anyone on the floor above us. Sorry, not sorry, actually.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, it's actually amazing music. So he's come equipped with bangers. So we're actually going to start off with two songs here. First two are Backseat by Balu Brigada and Valkyrie by Battletapes. We're going to talk a bit about the songs when we come back, but listeners, I hope you enjoy, and we're going to have some great chats in between the songs too, so please enjoy and stick around.
Backseat.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Liz. I'm here with my friend Carola. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm so hype about the music that you chose. Thank you so much. You have anything to say about the songs that you chose?
Yeah, I mean, I've been sort of in this mindset for a while. I really loved listening to Temples, especially their last two albums, I believe. I did a bit of a deep down some time ago on them, and I discovered them, and it was just like a reawakening. I was afraid that they kept themselves away from me for this long, and it was just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I can't wait for any of the new albums that are going to be coming out. But I just realized that Temples hasn't played yet, so be on the lookout for that.
that's the song that's coming up after our chat, yeah.
Backseat, I absolutely fell in love with it. I think that the lyrics have very much made an impact on me as of recently, and I just love how it's completely careless about the way that it sounds or what they're saying and all that stuff. I just absolutely love that just approach to making music and listening to it as well. Battle Tapes, been a big fan for a really long time. I really wish that they just didn't stop putting as much effort as they used to. The album Polygon, entire thing is a great album. I strongly recommend to listen to that. Valkyrie, Sleepwalker, you name it. Belgrade, also amazing. Check it out.
Amazing. I think the listeners need to know one of my favorite things about you, by the way, is your car. Can you tell me about how you modded your car real quick?
So, bit of a preface. My car is nothing crazy. It's not an ordinary vehicle by any chance either. And the only difference that has basically made it happen was me installing a 15-inch sub on the back of this Ford Fiesta. And it makes the car bumping.
Literally.
I redid that probably 2 years ago now, and at this point the speaker's gonna blow any minute now because I always keep blasting music on it, but it completely changed the way that I listen to music. I look forward to listening to music in my car rather than everywhere else, which is great.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a good surround sound experience as well when you can feel the seats vibrating. I remember the first time I actually properly saw your car, and I climbed in the back seat, and you played the Weeknd song. Oh my God! I sat in the back seat with the subwoofer against my back. And you know how you can listen to music through like bone vibrations as well? Oh my God, I was hearing it on all frequencies.
If I don't feel the music shift right through you, then are you really listening to it?
Do you have any particular reason that you listen to so much music? Because I see that it's not just like a hobby for you, but it's a lifestyle with how much music you listen to and how much you incorporate it into your daily habits and also just your life, your fashion as well. When we were, Carol and I have been recently Pinteresting our way through some wardrobe updates, and one of the keywords we were looking for both our fashion upgrades was like 70s, 80s rock star type shit, you know? So
chrome hearted and black on silver, just absolute outlaw mixing with rock star vibes. That is essentially what I want to captivate, what I go off of. In terms of the music question, you pretty much nailed it on the spot. It has been a giant part of identity of mine and just how I grew up. I've been exposed to many different genres early on as a child. My mom listened to a lot of iterations of soul and R&B, and it just basically molded and shaped itself during my lifetime. I saw music come and go. I changed genres as I grew up and exposed myself to all these different avenues of what sound can really mean to me. And while I do have a lot of players that I really like to listen to, I always never forget where I come from and look back on what I used to listen to.
That's awesome. Do you have any artists that stand out to you as timeless for you, that no matter what time in your life you listen to them and you love them?
1,000,000%. And I don't know if this is going to get bleeped out or not because their name is explicit, but Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, absolutely one of the best bands I've ever listened to. What they started off with was just this psychedelic rock, but it shapes itself into almost like a harmonized approach where you could listen to this at an orchestra and you couldn't tell the difference. The fact that these guys are jamming out and just bringing a burst of energy into the crowd, it's something so wonderful that it shook me down to my core. There's going to be some very few specific songs that have made an impact for me, but it's absolutely, you know, something that I always look forward to listening to, and they're only getting better. Their newest releases, I thought that two albums ago that would have been their magnum opus, and then they dropped the album right after that, which was, I believe, oh man, I'm blanking out, but Carpe Diem Moonman was the album that dropped right after Fronzoli, and Fronzoli was to me their peak, and I thought that they couldn't get any better, and then they just managed to surprise me. So there you go.
Nice. Oh wow, okay, yeah, where are they from?
Australians. All the Australians.
Perth,
always
Western
make
Australia.
In my opinion, all the Australians make the best psychedelic rock music. The sound, the reverb, the energy.
Nice.
Are all necessary to make stuff that's gonna shake you for the rest of your life, I think.
Yeah, they so 2025 they had two albums. Oh my gosh, they're cooking. Carpe Diem Moonman and then Pogo Rodeo.
That's right. Nice. When these guys get on, you know, get on cooking with their music and all that stuff, and touring at the same time, they tour a lot as well. It almost feels like they must be completing their albums as they're touring, which is absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a chance to listen to any of their albums, Fronzoli to me was absolutely peak. High Visceral Part 1 and Part 2 are insanely soul touching. They're beautiful. There are songs on there that will essentially make you feel something, hopefully a good thing. You know, November, Van Gogh Gone, and the metal, the Abstraction of Being, those are just absolutely mind-shattering sounds to me.
Nice. I think when I'm thinking about bands that I always come back to, I remember listening to Mother for the first time back in like middle school, which was 2011 and 12, I think. And I still listen to them, and they have pretty consistently evolved. Like, they're not stuck in the sound of like, I think their first album was like 2008 or something. Canadian artists, we love Canadians.
That's right.
And every time I go back to them, I love everything from their older sounds to their newer ones. I know that some people that really liked Mother in the past feel like they've changed their sound too much, and that they don't present themselves the same way that when the listener first started liking them, that they don't sound the same as something that they would like. I love it when a band evolves, personally. And then even if I end up not listening to them anymore, I have definitely like a parasocial appreciation of bands that I really like. I end up following the artists a bit, and I like seeing their press interviews, and I like going, if I can, I like going to their concerts. And even when they end up changing to something that the sound I don't really like, I just feel really proud of them for evolving and trying new things. And so Mother, as they've been evolving, I still love them. And then they started popping off on TikTok with some edits of their older songs. So they had an album release in 2025 called Nostalgia that was sort of like a callback. I was gonna say throwback. It's not throwback. Callback to the type of music that they used to make, plus a ton of remixes, basically like their own in-house produced official remixes of the songs that popped off on TikTok with like fan made remixes. They did a bit of a cheeky set of Spotify releases with like one of the songs that popped off was Hayloft, and then they did Hayloft sped up and Hayloft slowed down, both of them, and they released them on Spotify as well. To do what you got to do to maintain like the hype that you get from going viral. But a long time love to them, and I when I think of all the different genres that I like hip hop and alt rock, and classic rock, and funk and soul and R&B and so on. But when I'm thinking about alt rock and my origins of why it's so important to me, I really think back to like one of those like the day one bands, which is Mother.
Yeah, there's a lot of different artists to go off of, especially bands that's been timeless, and that current resurgence of, easily digestible social media like TikTok, it always loves bringing back the bangers that's just been there for so long, and giving, you know, younger generations and people that are younger that are using these platforms to rediscover these things that's been around for so long, which makes you feel even better about yourself, because you can be like, I was one of the day ones. I listened to these guys when they weren't, you know, that popular as they are again, but
I liked them before they were cool.
That's right, and that's what makes me different and special. Ooh. And I love it.
Yeah. I remember, oh my gosh, probably one of my favorite stories of the I liked it before it was cool, or I was there before it was cool, was I was in an Eminem phase in middle school. Obviously, what white child didn't have an Eminem phase in middle school? I remember browsing Vivo music videos on YouTube when they were really popping off for the first time, when they really started getting big. As like, this is like the new web like hosting channel, and then they had their own website for music videos. Like, gone are the days of MTV. Welcome to Vivo, or Vevo.
I think it's Vivo. Yeah, I mean, it sounds better, so...
Yeah, and I was watching music videos of Eminem, and oh my gosh, I'm so cool. I'm watching rap music videos, and Eminem has hilarious music videos, IMO. And I watched the music video for the one with Skylar Grey, I think. Eminem and Skylar Grey. I think it was called Bicycle or something. Eminem, Skylar Grey... was I remember I'm googling it, but it was a music video that had like, oh yeah, Come On Let Me Ride, Skylar Grey featuring Eminem, and I thought it was, there was like no views on it, there was like 500 views on it or something. I didn't notice that it hadn't been posted, or that it was posted super recently, like within like just a few minutes, and I thought it was just like one of the worst songs by Eminem that no one liked it, I was like, oh, you know, it's actually not, you know, terrible, and like, oh my gosh, like no one has seen this Eminem song before, and I'm so hipster and whatever. And then I learned a few days later that actually, you know, it had just been a new release, so I really was there right before everyone got it. So I was super cool with that I was there before everyone else. But then I discovered it actually is one of his worst songs. It is regularly charted as the worst song that he has been featured on, so RIP. But I was there in the first 500 listening on the music video launch.
Liz and I, we spoke about this subject some days ago too, how we basically grew up watching music videos and how we just were shaped by music videos, and especially when you listen to your favorite song, you sort of begin to imagine what that music video would be like.
Absolutely.
What would you say from the music videos that you remember maybe growing up, or ones that made an impact on you, which one stands out to you the most? If you were to pick one, I know it's not easy to do so. I'll give you an example of mine just to kind of get you started.
Yeah.
The one music video that absolutely made an impact on me as a kid that I remember seeing, because it was beautiful era of early 2000s pop, Madonna 4 Minutes with Justin Timberlake. The x-ray sections of like different people and objects was so weird and awesome to look at that it absolutely blew my mind how they can have a creative approach like that. Not to mention the song in itself is an absolute banger, but 4 Minutes to me is that one music video that has permanently left a mark on my conscience and on my mind. I'm a big Madonna fan. Maybe not so much of her new stuff, because I feel like there is a time and a place for an artist to exit the industry while they can. But
get out of the kitchen, you're done cooking.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's already been at least 10 or 20 years overdue. But nonetheless to say, you know, just a phenomenal video. And JT early on, especially after he was popping off with Timbaland backing and production. We were also talking about that too, how Timbaland just ended up driving the entire music industry in the early 2000s. It was just absolutely surreal.
Yeah. What's that music video of Justin Timberlake in the, there's that scene where he's in that white, actually, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, there's a lot of pop songs from the 2000s that had the same like big white room, all white walls, sometimes mirrors, and it's like fisheye lens on him and he's dancing. Now that I'm thinking about it, that was a trope used in so many music videos.
I mean, he had Jamiroquai, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but he had that legendary song where he had the couch moving around and it was done through the fish lens. He had like a big hat too.
So when I'm thinking about it, I'm remembering I loved Britney Spears. Still love Britney
Spears.
Still
do. Same here.
Still love
Britney
Spears.
Pick an album. Okay, which one would you pick out of her albums?
I really liked,
There's
I forget what it's called.
Answer.
It's the one where she has the black hair.
Blackout. Thank
Blackout.
You.
That's
Thank
the best
you.
One.
Thank you.
That's
okay.
The best
glad
one.
That we agree. Yeah.
It was amazing. And I grew up loving Britney Spears so much, and I would always watch her music videos, and I would probably contribute 100 views to all of her music videos. So if she was trending, she can thank me. and I remember trying to dance along to the choreography of her.
That's awesome.
And then that even extended like outside of the music videos also to like watching her performances on stage on her tours. She had amazing choreography.
She did.
And so I always really enjoyed that. And when I'm thinking of like my favorite music videos, I mean, obviously Toxic is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so so many iconic looks in there. I mean, the flight attendant on the plane, the like weirdly, in my opinion, sort of like thematically out of place, like spy dodging lasers or whatever. And then I also really enjoyed the My Prerogative music video, where she starts singing, and then there's like a gap where she drives a car into a pool, and then she it's like a pool party. There's a lot of people at the house, and they watch her like emerge from the pool. And then one of the scenes that they keep coming back to through the music video is her languishing about in the pool, and everyone's watching her, and she's just saying, you know, everyone's watching me, everyone is waiting for my next move, and you know what, I'm just gonna be insane and dramatic because obviously that's what you want me to be. And then also another song is I was very young when I discovered music videos, and I remember I was maybe like 7 years old on the family computer, back in the day of the family computer. Yeah, Cuddles looking over my shoulder seeing what I've just pulled up, but yeah, Nine Inch Nails Closer, insane music video. Really, for a 7 year old, kind of disturbing visuals.
Yeah, that was Ariel's by System of a Down for me as a kid. That was definitely
yeah